My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin finds the real Facebook page of his scammer Belinda Abbey and discovers it's also of Mavis Mills, who is Joe Curry's aka Dick Eldorado's scammer girlfriend. How could this be? Listen and enjoy.
So this morning, I get the urge to look for a couple things.
Okay.
So first, I look under Belinda Prisca Abbey, because I remember when she was coming clean, she told me her first name.
Yeah.
I had never looked for Prisca Abbey. I just took the Belinda Abbey site that she had given me.
Right.
Is what it was. I found her real page with her real family, with all Africans on there. I found Ishmael. I Googled Ishmael Abbey, and wouldn't you know, there's an Ishmael Abbey who lives in Lynchburg with a picture that other scammers use.
Oh, my God.
So now I know the relationship that they're involved and everything. I find all of her real friends and family.
Wow.
I also Googled Mavis Mills, Belinda Abbey. I find out that they're interchangeable. There's a lot of profiles with Belinda's name and pictures of Mavis's picture, because a lot of times Mavis uses a porn star named Ann Angel. So it'll say Mavis Mills, then it'll have a different spelling, or it'll say Belinda Abbey's name, and it'll be like the Mavis Mills name. So they're interchangeable.
Oh, my God, it's the same person.
And now remember, we've had questions before.
Yeah.
Because when they were emailing, when Mavis was emailing with Joe, her email address ended in 0337.
Yes.
As did Belinda's scammer email address.
Too close.
And they just played it up as a coincidence.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm just giving everybody the backstory here, because we really didn't know the relationship. I found this on Belinda's Abbey page.
Joe is horrified right now. He's writing with so many exclamation points in all caps. I was scammed.
I know.
I'm sorry, Joe. I know it hurts.
I'm sorry, buddy. I apologize. Don't worry. Your hurt plays into the stick around.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. And there was also the part where Agnes could not remember their names because she said, you brought up what's going on with Richard and Mavis. And she says something about
Mabel. And the name they've used. And, you know.
Mabel and Nick.
Here's something interesting. I also Googled Agnes Ariti.
Yes.
Which was the scammer name that Belinda was using.
Right.
And I find pictures of Ann Angel. So they incorporated that name. They've incorporated Mavis Mills' various spellings. They've incorporated Belinda Abbey. They've incorporated Agnes. I find this on one of the Belinda Abbey pages about Belinda. Now, it's a picture of Ann Angel, the porn star.
Okay.
I am a loving girl who is single. This is in the bio about Belinda. I am a loving girl who is single and kind. I love indoor and outdoor games. I am looking forward to have new friends and get to know other people. I am really sociable and outgoing. I don't mind having new friends. Let's talk if you want to know me. I am open, book, love you all, Mavis. Somebody needs to edit.
I'm an open book, and my real name is Mavis.
So now we have the merging.
Wow.
So
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here looking up at the sky.
Share with the audience what you're thinking.
I'm sitting here looking up at the sky like the blind person we were talking about before, searching for meaning in... I'm like, my mind is blown right now because I was sitting here week after week feeling a little bit bad. Joe's in the chat going, that bitch!
Joe's
losing it in the chat. Hilarious.
I told Joe he might want to tune in this week.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Richard Eldorado. I'm sorry to break it to you this way. Doesn't it suck to hear it on the radio?
Sorry. Face-to-face? I should have really... Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to my dilemma, because we have to read the day in it. We'll get there. We have other days coming.
But wait.
But I want your impression, because this is new to you. I've been sitting on this since January. I have not told you. I've not told Richard Eldorado. Since January.
It's so bizarre to have conversations with you in real life and go, we can't talk about this. We have to save it for the show. We barely can talk anymore. And no wonder you wanted to tell. Because, oh my God.
Yes.
I've been feeling bad for this girl.
Once in a while on the Davin's Den Facebook page, I'll put something cryptic like, you guys ain't going to believe this.
I know. And I'm like, stop dangling the carrot. You're driving me crazy. But, wow.
This is major, right?
This is major. Because, I feel betrayed because this bitch,
you feel like you've been scammed.
This bitch is telling fake Devin, I told you everything. Why do you keep telling me? Why do you keep calling yourself a Mugu? I'm not a scammer. I came clean to you. I'm so sorry.
Mugu is stupid white Western. Stupid white male Western.
Yeah, and why? And she said, and don't forget that she said, oh, the reason I used a fake picture and name is because I went online and people made fun of me for being black, so I changed it to that picture of Julie Love, who is an ethnicity of
parts unknown,
of undiscernible origin, yes. But she's kind of like
seems
a tan
Asian-y.
Person,
yeah, Asian-y. Yeah.
Polynesian-looking sort of kind of. But she's Mavis the whole time. Oh God. Okay, please tell more.
All right. So, do you like this discovery?
Yes.
Did I tell you I had good stuff for you this week?
Oh, yes, and Tom is laughing his buns off in the chat because he's yelling at Joe, you had an internet three-way with Devin!
No, they never had sex. They never had sex. They never got past crappy poetry.
Oh, no, I can't even say what Dick Eldorado is saying because it's the word I don't say, Joe.
What, the C word?
Yes.
What's he saying?
He says,
but don't say the C word.
I won't. He says, Dick Eldorado is working on his new poem, Betrayed. What rhymes with C word?
Now, hold on, Richard Eldorado. Nothing's been revealed to Richard Eldorado yet.
No, so Richard has to hold back because he still believes that his beloved Mavis is true. She's just kind of like backed off for a while.
Yeah, now, yeah, exactly. We had not heard from Mavis.
No, not for a long time.
So let's rejoin the story.
Yes.
You're so excited.
I'm dying.
This is what I love.
I'm dying to know. Oh, my God. What are you going to say to her now?
January 24th. We need you to video talk now.
Now.
That was at 8:53 a.m. 11:14 a.m. I go, I can't take it anymore. Nothing is what it seems. Time to do to myself what I did to my television. I believed I am a fool. Ha, 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 ha. You win. I am threatening to off myself like my lovely flat screen.
Psycho fake Davin's back.
Psycho fake Davin is back.
For more Davin's Den scans the scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.